I'm only like 20 years old, and I'm white, and I'm bred from the mold of apartheid and the lies the hypocrisy told. And part of me folds every time that I think of the souls that have departed us cause of our father's resolve. And it's easy for me to pass the responsibility on, largely because it wasn't my fault, so I wasn't directly involved. But it can't be absolved, our past is covered in holes, and we've gotta cover them all. And it's bled into every facet that our society holds. And even though I didn't know what happened before, I can stand in the wake of our father's flaws and saw the chaos that our fathers have caused. How could it not bother me at all? Cause someone once told me I grew up in a perfect suburbia. My parents purchased a pergola for a house on the outskirts of the urban center. We had walls so high that no so-called black man can enter, and spikes that surrounded our entire perimeter. These signs are sinister, they remind Pasok injured to every hawker and visitor. It's like we're prisoners inside of our fortresses and villas, while us whites hide cause we're told that every black is gonna kill us. And I can never configure why us whites can never venture into the Cape Flats, Lunga, Guguletu or Khayelitsha. Other than being pale, I'm a born-again Christian. So these thorns begin twisting when the regime misconstrues God's word and forfeits his vision. I can picture distorted men sitting in a lecture, a boardroom theater. False teachers reveal the truth about Jesus so they can preach their own views and theses. What's this about God's salvation? Who needs it? Let's say it's about race and make them believe it. And what better way to do it than all through religion? Cause at the moment it's the planet's most formidable weapon. So let's forward our opinions and manipulate the millions of South African citizens and cause a national division between blacks, whites, colors and Indians. And I know we can take the Old Testament and bend it a bit so the people will fall right into it. And all around the table the men nodded in agreement, all at the expense of our maker's bereavement. Cause you see, we take what God says and distort its contents. If we take the past tense, we'll see this trend is constant. The problem God says is sin, and this causes our division. And we're so oblivious to its prison that we'll plot and craft it to precision. The lying, the cheating, all the coveting and the killing. We'll do anything even just to improve our standard of living. God forgive us.